With Fairpoint workers still on strike, frustration is growing among customers who've been forced to wait for phone or internet repairs. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, an investigation is likely.
Brian Allen of South Pomfret says he and his wife lost phone and internet service October 29th. He says they didn't get their phone back till this week, and it'll be another 5 to 10 days, he says, before their internet is restored.
It's a long time to not have phone or internet. I mean, we live in a very rural area. We're up in the sticks here, and not having the ability to get a quick phone call out could mean the difference between life and death. We heat our house with wood. We could have a chimney fire. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that can happen, and we really depend on that phone line.
Last week, Fairpoint officials announced they and union representatives will meet November 18th with a federal mediator in Boston. Allen says he hopes the two sides can reach a compromise, but he says from a consumer's point of view, he's frustrated and angry the state hasn't done more to regulate Fairpoint. James Porter, director of telecommunications with the Vermont Department of Public Service, says the state has no jurisdiction over broadband complaints, but he says Fairpoint is trying to prioritize repairs for phone service.
So if someone has a medical emergency, they're getting first priority. So yes, it is a problem right now that we're well aware of. We are monitoring the situation. We have daily calls with Fairpoint. And we do understand it's a very frustrating time for many customers.
Porter says the state has received 232 complaints about Fairpoint in the 4 weeks since the strike began. Because of that, he expects the state will launch a formal investigation into their service practices next month.
For years and years, the phone company has been subject to automatic penalties for failure to meet service quality metrics. And at this point, I think we're more interested in actually having an expert go in and look and sort of determine the root cause of the problem, more so than a penalty for providing subpar service, which at times almost seems like companies have used it as a cost of doing business.
He hopes this approach will help Fairpoint fix its problems and satisfy angry customers. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.